You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
I'm going to line up a Missoula track now because they'll be popping into the studio in a few minutes to come and chat to us. And I'm really looking forward to having this chat with them. And this is a song we were very privileged to go and see them on Sunday at Cape to Cuba performing live. And wow, it was fantastic. And they played this song and I really love it. It's called Dear Diary. I love that track, I truly do. That's Dear Diary, and it's performed by Missoula, and I'm very privileged to have them in the studio with me yet again. They were here not so long ago, and lovely to have them back.
Hot stuff coming up.
Zone Radio.
and the hot stuff coming up are Zoe and Vusi Mazula from the band called they're a duo called Mazula, and as I said on Sunday, I was very privileged to go and see them perform live at Cape to Cuba, and what a fabulous afternoon it was. Hello guys, welcome back to the studio.
Hey Jude.
Thank you.
It's really nice to be here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Lovely to have you back. So are you doing a short visit this time?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a fly visit this time.
A fly visit.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, but we'll be definitely coming back more and more throughout the year all the time, you know.
Now, yeah.
Now we're free to do so. So, yeah, okay. We'll be coming back more often.
That's great to hear.
Yeah, but it was a flying visit this time. We just did the Cape to Cuba, which was nice because we were doing it with full band. And, yeah, and then we're doing some gigs over this weekend in the waterfront and then back up to Zimbabwe to do gigs there.
Oh, wow. So, okay. Yeah. And you were talking about a festival that you're going to be performing at
Zimbabwe. Yeah, we're going to be playing. I'm really looking forward to it, actually. I'm very excited. We're playing at Miombo Music Festival up in Miombo Magic. Some friends of ours, Gus and Amanda, actually run it and own the place that it's situated on. And it's stunning. It's so beautiful. And the festival itself is just really nice. It's small.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's about 700 or so people.
Yeah, it's just one stage.
Yeah.
And you get to see all Zimbabwean musicians. Yeah. And so it's just nice to just get a real scope of what's out there on the scene just in one weekend.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, you get to see some really good acts as well while you're out there.
Okay. So is it a couple of days or is it a one-day festival?
It's over 3 days. It's Friday to the Sunday.
Okay. So I'm guessing there's accommodation there.
Yeah, there's camping.
Okay. Yeah, you do your camping or people do their like.
Wonderful.
This one guy had this amazing thing last year. I saw it was like inflatable tent, so he had a Land Rover or kind of, you know,
yeah, that
and
was
he just
cool.
parked up and pressed this button and this thing just went when he had like a lounge and a bedroom.
And that's the end. To do it.
I said, at the end, are we going to be watching you like trying to fit this thing back into this small container? And he said, absolutely not. And he pressed other button and it went and it all sucked back in.
Oh, wow.
Very clever.
Very clever indeed.
Yeah, I want to get me one of those.
Yes, if I go camping, that sounds like a great idea. Yeah. So let's get back to your gig on Sunday, which was absolutely phenomenal.
We'll be lucky with the weather as well, because as we
beautiful.
Packed up, suddenly the rain just went.
Yes. I got quite drenched going home, actually.
Yeah.
So we were lucky. We had a lovely golden time in between the rain.
Mm. So you collaborate with other musicians, and what I found quite fascinating is I guess you haven't had much time to rehearse.
No, we chuck them in at the deep end. I mean, I kind of feel sorry for them because we're going to play this today. Never heard the tune before, don't know what it goes like, and then they just join in, and they do a really good job. I mean,
they did a fantastic job.
Yeah, Derek Craig on percussion. I mean, we dragged a poor guy from pillar to post, and he's got to keep up with what I'm doing, you know what I mean? Which isn't the easiest task all the time, but he does a phenomenal job of it.
Oh, and he was having so much fun, and that's what I think I loved most about it, is that all of you on that stage were having fun, but particularly you two. I can see you absolutely love what you do.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, music is a lot of things to different people, and I understand being a set product and going out and stuff, but that's just one thing when we stepped away, when we made a choice of stepping away from the music industry, that we thought, actually, we can do whatever we want, and that's why we want to do what we do. So we write together as a duo, usually always just the two of us, and it's very collaborative. Each song, I can actually say, is very collaborative. There's a few that Vusa have just written and a few that I have just written, but they're usually the majority is a complete team effort. And then we like to travel that music and hear how other musicians reflect our tunes.
Okay.
So it means they always change. I mean, if you hear If That's Love when we're playing here in Cape Town with the musicians here, it will never be the same as when we're playing it in Harare or in Botswana, or because we just use local musicians wherever we go.
Okay.
So we'll be using some musicians in the UK for when we go over there for two major festivals this year in summer.
Okay.
And it's just nice for us because it means that every time we're on stage, you just look to the side of you and
you never know what's going to happen. It's a lottery, I tell you.
And then the musicians connect in because they're not just going through muscle memory of a song they've done a billion times. They're actually like, we have no idea where this is going to go.
Also, and it makes it quite exciting. And also for us, you know, it makes it keeps it fresh and alive, you know what I mean? So it brings that little edge to each gig.
I mean, I'm not saying sometimes moments that go wrong that way, but I think you also get those moments that go really right and magic just happens and a solo just happens out of nowhere and a song goes in a completely different direction. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's true because when it goes wrong, it's not catastrophic, but when it goes right, it's
fantastic.
It's really magical. So it's lovely.
I really enjoyed the gig. And you did a fair amount of covers, not too many. You did a lot of your own original music.
Yeah.
But what I loved about your covers is that quite often you would combine two songs.
Like to make them our own. I mean, I've always loved singing other people's music. It's how I got into singing, was singing other people's songs, you know. But it's always lovely to do your own.
And also when you're playing other music, it becomes really apparent how music's not difficult, you know what I mean? We tend to imagine music as being this really amazing, difficult thing that it's really exclusive to a few people. It's really not. I mean, most tunes are maybe two or three chords, you know. Mm-hmm. So what we try and do is just take those tunes, which are
two or three chords.
We kind of make our own, and I kind of make up the chords as I go along as well, because it's not really the chords of the original song. But we won't mention that on the radio.
No. Well, we just did.
There we go.
You're having a few problems with your guitar as well, because it doesn't tune by itself, I believe.
Yeah, well, I literally tuned it that afternoon. Uh-huh. And my guitar's got a life of its own at the best of
times.
It's
gorgeous.
But
I love it.
It's a really beautiful guitar, you know. So it was just literally because it had just been strung up that afternoon. Mm. But when he settles nicely.
Such a character, that guitar. He should write a book, actually. He's had such a nice story.
That guitar went to Australia. Like, one of the times recently we went to the UK, we put our stuff onto the luggage, the fragile luggage thing and everything. Got to the Heathrow Airport and everything, standing by the fragile luggage thing on that side, and no guitar comes through. So we go, where's my guitar? Blah, 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 blah. Ends up in Australia. So we had to phone up some random number, and they were like very apologetic. And in fairness to them, they delivered it within 24 hours.
So we had it in time
for our first gig, which is quite nice.
You two really, all sorts of things happen to you, don't they?
Yeah, you've got no idea
on a daily basis. I was actually saying a couple of days ago, I'd like a year of just boring, you know, just absolute boring. Would you?
So, your love of music obviously is quite strong in your lives. But do you actually make a living out of music?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I see you offering all your songs free on Spotify. So
You know what? These days, you're forced into that anyway.
Okay.
And I mean, all Spotify and Apple Music did is take over the portion of the record companies when they used to take 85% of your stuff. I mean, it's all it did is you're providing them content. And unless you're really huge and have loads of hits and loads of streams, you don't really earn much of your music. So for this, we thought, when we were sending stuff out, we thought, look, at the end of the day, nobody actually knows who we are yet. We've only ever been on the live circuit, and that was encumbered by COVID, because obviously live circuit died then. So we thought, okay, for the first three singles, we've written these songs. They've sat with us for a long while. It's not about always monetizing. Sometimes it's about just seeing who downloads your music around the world.
Yeah.
And that's been fantastic.
Yeah,
we go on our website and we're like, oh my gosh, you know, like Australia and New Zealand. And it's just really fantastic to see where your tune is going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're going to give three singles out just to the world as a gift to listen to and share.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to sell the album at the end of the year as a really nice merchandise piece as well. So you'll be able to get it on vinyl, CD or USB.
Oh, wow.
And then a portion of that is linked with the horsework that we do. So we'll do a fundraiser through it. But mainly, this year is about getting our tunes out there.
I mean...
Yeah, we've done our live circuit and it's been lovely. But
it's fun. It's
great
fun.
We need to get the content out there now.
Yeah. I love your new track, Fly, Fly, which I will play after the interview because it's absolutely fabulous.
Just recorded down the road.
Yeah, I believe so. So on Sunday, you were collaborating with Derek Craig, and then there was that phenomenal keyboardist.
Gary King.
He was amazing.
He's a legend. Yeah.
And he just fitted in, didn't he?
Yeah. He totally does. But we've played with Gary for quite a while now. I mean, we played in a band called Alien Zoo with him.
Okay.
Yeah. Did he
and
play
also he used to come down to Zula when we had, you know, the music venue in Long Street, and he used to come on acoustic night and play with us a lot.
Okay.
And, but we just love his style. Yeah. He just fits in with our music so beautifully.
Incidentally, when I say we played in a band called Alien Zoo, we played to each other in a band.
We never actually gigged
it ever. We just rehearsed it, but it was they were really phenomenal rehearsals. But no one ever heard of them.
No, it was one of those bands.
Well, I have to change that.
Yeah. Well, he would. I will. Anytime, I would love to have the budget for Gary to come wherever we play. But obviously, it's only really when we come to Cape Town because that's where he's based. And then Kathleen Eggers also came down.
She was great.
Yeah, we weren't expecting that at all.
No, that was like a present for us because, well, you know, when you're going out for a band and you've got a budget for a band and stuff, you don't want to offer people hardly anything to play. So I always invite people that is going to be in the budget of what we get paid so they can get money for coming and doing their stuff. And so I just invited like a four piece and I said, okay, cool. We'll have a four piece and stuff. And then she just said, I wouldn't miss it for the world. And she just popped up and I was like, I love you.
And she's such a sweetheart.
Yeah. She is. She's a lovely lady and she's very talented as well.
Yes, she is.
I must admit, we're actually quite, I'm grateful for that. As a band, I think because we are open to collaborate, we get so many musicians just popping up at our shows and we don't even know they're going to turn up and they just pop up with their instrument and just like, come, I'm going to play tonight. And it's just fantastic. It's really nice. Yeah.
And I've only ever heard you sing on the tracks that you've sent us. And I have to say, you've got a wonderful voice and very, very versatile.
Voice of an angel.
Yes, she does. But her personality goes with that voice. But Vusi, you surprised me. You sing as well.
I do, yeah.
That was amazing.
Yeah, I do, yeah. Do you know what? I actually, in London, I used to sing in a band
as a front person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that was what I used to jump around like a lunatic and like,
he's a really
I used
good
to do
showman,
the splits and all sorts of stuff. I'm telling
you, he did.
Those days are definitely over. But yeah, but
why?
But yeah, on the album, I do sing on a. I'd kill myself if I tried to. I wouldn't get up. Where I did the splits is where you'd find me when I died. But so on the album, I do actually I sing on four. Or five tracks, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Right.
So, but on a lot of it, we do actually share it. What I really enjoy about what we do is when we get the harmonies right. Because it's really nice to be able to just
harmonize
with a guitar and two voices and to get it all. And it's a really beautiful thing. Mm. But then when we add the band on top, it takes it to a completely different dimension, which is also a really nice thing.
Yeah.
And it was quite a lovely comment passed by the guy that was with us, John. He said, have they been together for long? So I said, yeah, they've been together for ages. He says, well, because they're so in love. You can just tell. And that really comes out when you sing. You can see the magic between the two of you, which is, I just think it's amazing.
And when we go home, I beat her up. I make her smile at me when we're on stage.
That's not true at all.
He actually cooks you dinner.
Yeah, no, I do actually. Yeah, I cook her dinner.
You cook dinner as well.
He's a good chef. Well, I cook pretty much every night. I think.
Yeah, he's a good chef.
Oh my goodness, keep him. He's a keeper.
Yeah, he's definitely a keeper. That's why it's been 20 years.
Yeah, it's actually 25 years, isn't it?
Yeah,
we've
but
been
I think
together
that's,
25
I
years.
Think that's why 20, it has been a keeper because, I don't know, we both put in a lot.
Yeah.
So that's why it works.
Absolutely. And that chemistry and that magic is there. Just to witness it on stage was absolutely phenomenal. Mm-hmm. It truly was. So I hope we get to see you again soon in Cape Town.
I'm sure we'll always come to Cape Town. You know?
It's our home from home.
I know. And that song you started with was just absolutely beautiful. It was called Home From Home.
Yes, it is.
Absolutely fabulous song. So do you want to talk a little bit about the work you do with horses while you're here, or do you want to stick to just music?
I don't mind. We're both passionate.
I love horses. Horses are great, you know. So, do you want to start?
We were called into doing healing work through just different circumstances in both of our lives, but it's something that we never really wanted to go into professionally, but it kind of just kept getting more and more and more strong. And so we thought, okay, let's follow this and not block it. And then the moment we started following it, our path led us to horses, actually. Mm-hmm. And we've been working now for a year, and we've got 10 case studies at the moment that we're working with.
Mm-hmm.
And we do a mixture of holistic approaches, but mainly Reiki, fascia tension release, acupressure, stretching and Pilates and stuff mm-hmm. with the horses.
Okay.
And trapped emotion release.
She's been quite modest. She's tantamount to a horse whisperer. She really does get in touch with the horses. Yes. And talk to them in some way, shape or form, you know, and they respond in kind. So, I mean, what she does is kind of unique in that respect, you know, and it's amazing. It's amazing to watch.
The physical, what he does, more Reiki and acupressure. But horses are amazing to work with because they're so wonderful creatures. Responsive and sensitive. Yeah. So you see your work straight away, in the way they react.
And they heal themselves, don't they?
Absolutely. I mean,
if you're ever feeling a little bit down, maybe go and spend some time with a horse.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, actually, all you have to do is bring their awareness to something and they do all the work.
Yeah.
They really are amazing beings.
And the difference between horses and humans is humans generally want to hold on to whatever it is, you know, they want to kind of wear it like a jacket, where horses are like, please take that jacket off, you know, I'm tired of feeling rough. So they do, they release that. and it's lovely because it is almost instantaneous. Yeah, so you're working with them, they release, they move on.
Mm.
So you can move on. So, it's lovely.
So is most of your work in Zimbabwe then with the horses?
It is at the moment because that's where we're based. At the moment, while we're just sorting things out there and just, we've got a piece of land there that we've got a lot of work to do on, but we're making a food forest.
Okay.
And then it just so happened, like I said, we were called into it, but it just so happened the place that got us into this work is 15 minutes down the road, and it's a place called Healing with Horses.
Okay.
And they do really beautiful work with the community, healing work with emotional and physical disabled children and children that have, you know, serious stories.
Mm-hmm.
But no one was doing work with the horses, so we started doing the work with the horses, and they've seen such an amazing difference, and it's been really lovely to work with them because they've given us so much space to learn more and more, basically, on 35 different horses that they've got. Yeah.
Mm. That's amazing.
Yes.
So it sounds like you have a wonderful life in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I mean, do you know what? Life has been really difficult in ups and downs, but at every moment we've made the choice to choose the life we want to live, you know? And I think that makes a huge difference. I mean, we work really hard, really hard, but we're doing what we love doing. Mm. So I can get up in the out of bed in the morning and I'm passionate about where I'm going. And
Mondays aren't like normal Mondays. Monday's just another day, really. You know, so it's like,
I mean, it's not a life for everyone. Some people wouldn't like their lives not knowing what's going to happen this day to that day and
Yeah, and honestly, if we told you some of the stuff that did happen week to week, it would make your toes curl, you know. So, but it's fun for us. I mean, I find it quite fun, you know what I mean? I really like that haphazard kind of, you know, because otherwise life could get a bit boring, like, you know what I mean?
Suppose.
So, you just,
you just wish for a boring
year. I know. What am I doing?
I tell you what, with humans,
back on myself.
We're never satisfying. It's too hot, it's too cold, it's too windy.
It's too boring. It must
be very hot where you stay in Zimbabwe.
It can be.
We're quite lucky in Bulawayo. It's got a quite temperate, it's not as hot as Vic Falls. Vic Falls gets very hot.
Yeah, you go to Bulawayo to cool down from Vic Falls. I mean, last time we were in Vic Falls, I think it was 42 degrees or something.
I got heat stroke twice.
Yeah, you can't really do very much, you know, so... Yeah, it's nice. Don't get me wrong. It's absolutely beautiful, Vic Falls.
Stunning.
Yeah, and you get the wild animals. That's actually quite mad when you're in a town. And we were warned the first time we went to Vic Falls, after dark, you can't go out after dark. We're like, what? What do you mean you can't
from
go
London,
out after dark?
From London, mate.
We can. And they're like, no, not people. They're like wild animals. You know, you walk around the corner, there'll be an elephant or a herd of like water buffalo. And you're okay.
Oh, okay.
And it's true.
We'll stay in.
And it's true.
Oh, okay.
I won't go to the shop.
Oh, right. Okay. So, musically in Zimbabwe, are you getting a lot of gigs there? Are you able to perform fairly often?
Do you know what's really been nice actually about Zim is they've really welcomed us really well. I mean, Vusa did his citizenship stuff because that's obviously his heritage right and stuff. So it's been just sorting out a lot of admin. But while we've been sorting out all that admin, it's just been so beautiful to just basically sit back and have a look at what was going on there, you know, more importantly, just see what other acts were out there and what music scene, because there's so many different tribes across Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
And the music is so diverse and rich and influenced by so many different things. So it's been lovely to just immerse ourselves in a whole new music culture. And we did that when we came from London to South Africa. We had that whole love affair with music again. And now we've done it again, going to Zimbabwe. So it's lovely. And the musicians are fantastic. fantastic people. They really are there.
Are they? Okay.
Very, very beautiful.
And very
people.
Open to sort of newcomers
and collaborators. Absolutely. Oh, very
absolutely.
Much so.
I mean, we've been really lucky in the fact also that it's kind of supports us as well, music. Mm. So in Zimbabwe, we've managed to get enough places that we can play to be able to
support yourself.
Yeah, to support ourselves as well. So
that's amazing.
So that's quite nice. Yeah. But as you said about the, it'll be nice then from there to move on with like the album and everything, because you did mention earlier on about us not making money from, but we've never actually made money from albums or selling music. It's always been from live.
Always. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad to hear that some musicians are, because a lot of South African musicians are complaining that they're not getting the gigs, that the venues aren't available anymore. And it's
I must admit, I've seen a huge difference on this scene.
You?
Oh, yeah, since COVID.
They should move to Zimbabwe.
Before we
can't all go.
They'll all be moving that way. No, but before COVID, we found it very easy to get good quality gigs on the circuit. And usually you had good bar tabs with it. You had, you know, decent money with it. And it was worth your 4 hours or 5 hours that it takes to get there, set up, do the gig and go home.
Mm-hmm.
And since after COVID, I found that it's very difficult to get into places. They're like booked up with regulars and there's so many more people on the circuit now than there was before COVID, because a lot of people were making their money in the corporate, I think, beforehand. Mm. Now they're just out on the circuit.
Yeah.
And I've really noticed, it's only because people knew us from before that we've been able to get gigs. But if we were just traveling musicians going through, I think it would be quite hard to get your foot in the scene.
Yeah, I think a newcomer on the circuit is
They seem
is
to
really
book
struggling.
Like months in advance. And you think, what? You know, Cape Town, booking 4 months in advance. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, obviously we don't have the hassle because they knew us from before. So luckily we just, you know, have had that support coming back. But as a newcomer, I think I'd find it very difficult.
And I was quite embarrassed as a South African to hear you singing so beautifully in African languages on Sunday. It just seemed to come so naturally.
I'm a Londoner.
Xhosa, Zulu.
Yeah, I can sing in it, but not speak in it.
Yeah.
Tswana as well. Right, yeah.
The music was
beautiful,
phenomenal.
Language.
So your album that's coming out, when is it coming out?
Well, it should be by the end of the year, actually. We're going to do another two singles this year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we've got Fly Fly, and we'll do the music video release soon.
Okay.
And then it'll be another couple of singles, and then probably October.
Yeah, I mean,
time.
We don't actually have a release date at the moment because we've still got to mix
we're
the next
organic.
Two singles. But but I promise you, Jude, we'll let you know as soon
when
as
the
it's
seed is
on.
Ready to sprout.
Yes, we'll spread the word for you.
In all honesty, we actually want to do our album launch in Cape Town as well. We want to launch the full thing here at some stage.
That'll be great.
Give
us advance warning so we can tell everyone, and then hopefully you'll get a great audience.
We've got to get more fans, because I've always wanted to play Kirsten Bosch Gardens. Out of all the places in Cape Town, that's the one place I'd really love to play. So I'm just
that
like
would be righteous.
What is the sound like there? I mean,
It's really cool. We've been to see a few people there, actually. We went to see
Rudimentals and another,
I can't remember either. It was a long time ago.
It was a good gig. I just love the aesthetics. Like, seeing it, for me, if I could travel forests and just gig in forests or botanical gardens, I'd be very happy.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it when you sing barefoot in a forest, and it's so much different than a venue.
Yeah. Okay, so the album's coming out now. If people want to follow you and become your fans, you've got a Facebook page?
Yeah, we've got a website.
We've got a website, mazulamusic.com.
Mazulamusic.com,
And we're Mazula Music everywhere. It's on YouTube and Facebook is Mazula Music as well.
And you're on Spotify.
We're on Spotify, we're on Instagram.
Mazula Music?
Yeah, but with the YouTube thing, I mean, I know it's a big thing for people to, like, subscribe and like and all that stuff. So if we could get more subscriptions and more likes, that would be even better, you know.
Okay. And we'll also then put more content.
We're so bad at it, but we'll put more content.
We just need like a little, just one person following to capture, because we're just so bad at taking photos and capturing stuff. And I don't know why. It's just not in us. We will get better.
Yeah.
A little pump up cameraman that could follow you around, and then you just deflate him at the end of the afternoon and then go home.
I promise, before I go to sleep tonight, I will follow you on YouTube.
Please
go and follow them on YouTube. Mazula Music. Go and look for it.
Yeah.
I promise you they're worth it. They really are.
And don't be shy to berate us and tell us to keep the content coming, because otherwise, you know, it might dry up. So we've got to be, you know.
Hello, we haven't heard from you for a while. Could we have something, please?
Exactly.
Okay, we'll do that. So hopefully you'll get lots of followers. And, yeah, let us know about that album that's coming out. Is there anything you want to share? We're almost out of time.
That's about it, really. Otherwise, you can just follow the blogs that we put out there and, yeah, and the social media page.
And the blogs, are they only about music or are they about your life?
The blogs are always just intimate insights. Okay. And there's stuff rambling. Out there that we don't put on social media.
And that's on your website.
Only on the website,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And also we're playing on Thursday at the Piano Bar.
Yeah.
Friday at the Ferryman's. Am I right?
Yep.
We'll be doing the Hout Bay Market on Saturday.
Hout Bay Harbour Market.
And on Sunday, we're at
Key
4.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's so great. Yeah. Those are great venues.
Yeah.
And you should get quite a following there as well.
Nice and central.
Yeah. Awesome. And then Monday, you go off to
Monday. And then Monday, we're off. Back to Bloemfontein go off to Bulawayo.
Okay. You're going to be exhausted.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Yeah.
We do sleep.
Every now and then.
Yeah, we do love sleep.
And your son, he's now 14 years old.
He's 14 years old.
Does he travel with you or do you
leave
him?
Everywhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how does he cope with schooling and all of that then?
He's homeschooled. He's been homeschooled since day dot. So it's not a real...
In fact, it was quite cool because COVID didn't get affected by it because he just was always used to online and homeschooling. But actually, he technically went back to school at that time because we did a study group for someone. So he ended up studying in a big group at that time.
Yeah, for the first time ever.
But yeah, I know. So
he's got quite an adventurous life then.
He wouldn't think so, but yeah, he's got quite an adventurous
life. He's a comic-y boy through and through. He loves comic-y. But he really also liked England a lot, and he's gone to Wales, and we're going to go to Ireland this year with him because he's got a thing about Ireland. He's always wanted to go there. So, and yeah, hopefully, I don't know, maybe on the cards next year is Colorado because he's always wanted to do snowboarding, and there's some music and horse connections there. So hopefully we can.
Yes, so hopefully.
So we just tie in his life and learning with what we're doing. Everywhere we go, we teach through the stuff that's wherever we are.
Okay. I'm quite jealous of your love.
He's a good horse rider. Actually.
Yeah, he's also learning how to play piano. He's literally teaching himself how to play piano.
Amazing.
And he is so good. He plays such beautiful stuff.
Oh, really? So he's going to be part of your, you're going to be a trio eventually.
I don't know. I think he'd do his own thing with that. I don't know. You never know. If you paid him, he'd be there.
Well, anyway, guys, we sadly are out of time, but it's been lovely chatting to you. I'm so glad you popped in and we had time for this. And let us know when you're coming back, and we'll spread the word for you. Let us know where your things are going to be. Yeah,
independent music as well, because it means a lot to us to have radio stations play our music. Because usually there's a bit of a ceiling in life, and if you're not represented or under management, you don't get on. And it's so nice to have independent music stations.
Yeah. Cheers to you and Richard. I mean, from the very beginning when you guys have been doing this, it's been awesome. So, so it's fun.
We celebrated really nice. 13 years yesterday.
Yay, lucky number.
Yeah. We're a teenager now. Yeah.
Now it's going to get interesting. There'll be tantrums and tiaras.
Right, well, I'm going to play out with Fly Fly. I've got to take a quick ad break before that. But really, thank you both. And safe travels.
Thank you.
I hope you have wonderful gigs over the weekend and they're very successful and that you travel safely. And we'll look forward to seeing you again very soon.
Thank you so much.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Feel the music. Zone Radio.
scene.